All right, so looky here. Discovered a game called Paddle last year. Been living in the Midwest now for about 5 years. It's this huge thing that they do around these parts that I never even knew about when I was living in Hawaii and then DC and Florida. It is a great way to get you through the winter because it is so darn cold here in Chicago in the winters. If you ain't moving, you're dying and you're getting fat and you're eating the Bomb Bombs and the Cheetos and you're drinking, and before you know it, so you got like an uphill battle by the time spring comes. So Paddle is this really cool thing. It's like tennis, but it's smaller and there's heated courts and you play with a partner. And anyways, it's my second season doing it. Last night we had these paddle drills and we actually had four pros that came in and on each court and was showing us the different drills. And I thought it was really interesting how paddle and habits all tie together, because paddle's like a chess game. It's not just athleticism, although that helps quite a bit. I'd say it's 50-50, if not 60-40. Your mindset and your ability to understand where you need to stand on the court, how to hit a lob, an overhand, how to, you know, anticipate what your opposing player, opponent is gonna do. These are all things that do not come overnight, just like our habits and becoming our happiest and best selves. They're things that you have to slowly work on one piece at a time. And last night, it just all like hit me like a ton of bricks. It was the perfect example because we have these guys teaching us all these different things. My brain was exploding and I'm like, oh my God, these are all such great things. How am I gonna remember them? And I was like, wait, no, just pick the one or two that apply to you. For me, my lobs are awful. I've got a pretty good drive with my forehand, but lobs is a huge part of the game and I wasn't tilting it like a glass of water like they taught us to last night, and then hitting it up and lobbing it and getting behind it so that I could step into it. That was the first one. And then the other one was knowing where to stand with my partner playing zone defense so that it limits the opportunities for the opposing player, and always calling out, I got it or I don't got it. It just eliminates the confusion and the stress and just puts points on the board. And these two things stood out to me. Meanwhile, I talked to some of the other people in my team that were playing, and other things stood out to them. And I realized we're gonna be playing together all season. We're like a support network in a group, and we're gonna be reminding each other and helping each other of these ones that we may not have gotten right away. So I'm gonna work on those two that I got. They're gonna work on theirs, and we'll all help each other and remind one another. And it's one of these things where it's just like any other habit. It's not gonna happen right away, but you get to the point where all of a sudden it'll become automatic and I'll know how to hit the lob and I'll know where to stand where I'm playing defense. Whereas right now, it's just this, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And in fact, an interesting fact about paddle, just to prove what I'm saying, is 1959 was the very first national championship for paddle. And since then, out of all the winners that have come along, only three have been out under the age of 35. And you know, that's not a spring chicken. And a lot of professional athletes retire at that age. But the fact that only three have been under 35 shows that with time and learning the game and figuring out the strategies, that's when you become the best possible player and how important that plays into it. And so my goal next season, I wanna go from series 20, which I'm on now, down to series, let's call it 14 or 15 is my goal. And I know that if I keep learning these habits and building, just like in my real life, if I keep taking these actions, holding myself accountable, making sure that I'm doing them every single time, faking it till I make it, then I'll get there to my happiness, just like I'm gonna get to series 12.